Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. And joining us this morning is Chris Jones with the band Chris Jones and the Night Riders. They will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska this weekend as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. Their first performance is this evening at 7:30 p.m. Their second performance will be tomorrow night at 7:30, and then their final performance will be Sunday at 2 p.m. Chris, first things first, I wasn't able to really find out or see anywhere online, but is this your first time in Brownville?
Yeah, this is a first. I've heard so many great things about this concert series and about the location, and our booking agent was familiar with it and was really excited about it. And so I'm just going by reputation. I'm thrilled to be doing it, and it's a special weekend for us because it's a weekend of our album release. So we're going to be celebrating that in Brownville.
So what is it that got you into bluegrass music? What is it that drew you to that genre?
Well, I started playing guitar in my early teens and started listening. Really, I kind of credit my stepmother, who was a big fan of country music and bluegrass, playing that stuff around the house. And I was just sort of captivated by that sound. And I heard, you know, some of the early masters of it, Bill Monroe and Flatten Scruggs and things like that. Just loved that music. And then was starting to really work on the guitar on my own, got some lessons, and then ended up being mostly self-taught, and realized, hey, I can actually play this if I work hard enough at it. So that's how it all got started.
So I'm looking at some of the places you've performed at in the past, like the Walnut Valley Festival or California's Huck Finn Jubilee. And I'm curious, would you say Brownville will be one of the more unique places you have been? Because it is a very intimate venue.
Well, no, we have played, you know, intimate venues. We do that. But Brownville, it clearly to me, is unique. And really excited to find out what that's all about and what that's like. But we do a variety of things, from, you know, larger festivals to smaller intimate venues, and so yeah, we are used to playing to an intimate audience. We really like that. I think that's sometimes where we do our best work.
I'm going to pivot to something I saw in the press release about the upcoming performance this weekend in Brownville, and I'm sure it's something you're asked about anytime someone learns about this or sees it in the press release as well, but comedian, actor, and banjo player Steve Martin is quoted as saying, "Chris Jones' voice is there with the great masters." Is that something he told you in person or something that you heard through others? Or is it a quote from like a interview he's done randomly?
He said that to us in person via email, actually. But I have talked to him in person and on a few different occasions. And that was... we're really thrilled to get that comment from him because, you know, in addition to what he's known best for as a comedian, actor, and director, and you know, he's a full Renaissance man, he's really serious about the musical side of what he does. And, you know, he's a very good musician, very good writer of tunes. So that mattered a lot to us.
So I feel like the logical follow-up to that is, have you performed with Steve Martin before, or, you know, maybe not even performed in theory, but just kind of had like a jam session where you guys talked and played?
Yeah, we have actually not played music together. We'd love to do that sometime. Has not happened. I had another very thrilling incident related to Steve Martin. The first time I talked to him, he sort of was at the International Bluegrass Music Association event that happens in Raleigh, North Carolina. I write a sort of a humor column, which is a straight bluegrass satire, for the website Bluegrass Today. And because it's humor, I was particularly taken aback that Steve Martin went out of his way to find me and tell me that he reads it and compliment me on that. So that was pretty thrilling because I just figured I was goofing off and you know, didn't expect that from somebody, you know, who was such a giant in that field.
We're talking with Chris Jones. He is in the bluegrass band Chris Jones and the Night Riders, who will be performing this weekend in Brownville, Nebraska as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. Chris, I'm kind of curious. I want to pivot back to your music. When it comes to the lyrics of your songs, what is it that you draw inspiration from?
Usually some sort of life experience, some sort of genuine emotion that I've experienced or some incident specifically, and that can be a variety of things. And even if something is not sort of directly autobiographical, it's something that I've experienced and then sort of use that as a foundation for another song. But I like things to be real, and it's hard to just make up feelings and emotions that you haven't experienced. But recently I've got a train song that I wrote, and there were a lot of train songs in bluegrass music, but this is one that comes out of direct experience. I used to ride the Southwest Chief Amtrak from Chicago out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where my dad lived, and so years later decided to write a song about this. We called it Riding the Chief, and so that was just a direct autobiographical thing, and sometimes that's the case too, but I think draw on just parts of my life and experiences.
Has there been a song or two that you've done in the past or is even on this new album that has helped you get through something traumatic or some difficult part of your life?
Yeah, there are a couple in that category. One is, wrote a song over years ago called It's What You Do, and that was a song that had to do with dealing with tragedy. And personally, my wife and I went through, one of the most difficult things for parents to deal with was the loss of a child. And I remember a friend of ours, actually country artist Tom T. Hall, who was a big fan of our music, came over to the house and said, "Sometimes it just seems like you're handed more than you can handle." And that was all he said. And the thing, of course, you get through tragedy because it's what you do. You don't think you can. And people will say to someone who's gone through tragic circumstances, they'll say, "I don't know, I couldn't do it," or "I don't know how you do it, I couldn't imagine it," and none of us can, but when you do get through this, and so I did write a song related to that. It wasn't specifically about that, but that was part of it, and that was really helpful to me to write it and helpful to me to sing it.
Unfortunately, I feel like there's a lot of parents out there who can relate with that song. How do you react emotionally when one of those parents is at your show and hears that song and then approaches you and talks about their own experiences after hearing it?
It's very meaningful, and I do have people come up and talk to me about that, and they have some experience that they relate to, and that's really one of the most gratifying things as a songwriter. Wrote another one called Final Farewell, which was a song that I got the idea for right before going to see my dad, who was close to death, and thinking that it might be the last time I see him. And I was thinking, I'm going to treasure every second, and how would it be wonderful if we treated everybody that way, because we really don't know how long we'll have them around. And that is a song that has also prompted a lot of people to come up who have either just lost somebody or had that experience. As a songwriter, there's really nothing better than that, to know that you've really touch somebody directly.
It sounds like you've helped a lot of people over the years with your music. And as a musician, I would say that you're still fairly young in terms of, other musicians out there. What do you see in your future career-wise? Do you see yourself continuing as Chris Jones and the Knight Riders, or maybe something solo, or, maybe even something completely different? What do you see in your future?
Well, I am particularly happy with the line of the Night Drivers that I had. Of course, I recognize that nothing is ever permanent that way when you're playing with other people, but love to do as much as I can with the musicians that we have. They'll be in Brownville, just as a Marshall Wilburn, Mark Stoffel, and Grace Vantoff. Always nice when you've got just a good musical vision together, and that's there's no substitute for that. I do play solo things as well. My wife and I play some duo shows, and I occasionally play with a dobro player named Ivan Rosenberg, and I do like the variety of doing different kinds of shows like that. So I do see more of that in the future as well, but right now concentrating on the band, especially with our first album coming out with the current personnel. I've released a whole bunch prior to this, but so we're, you know, definitely focused on that in the short term.
All right, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
Our new album is coming out on the Friday the 15th, so the weekend that we're in Brownville. It's one called Make Each Second Last, and the title track of that is one called We Needed This Ride, which was actually written before the start of the pandemic, but it sort of became, you know, it's funny how after the fact you look at things in a new light, and it's especially for musicians and people that enjoy traveling who haven't gotten to do it for a very long time. Once we started again, our dearest sentiment was that, we needed this ride, and the line to make each second last is part of that song. So it sort of became a bit of a post-pandemic anthem for us.
All right, Chris, thank you for coming on this morning. Once again, that is Chris Jones with the bluegrass band Chris Jones and the Night Riders, who will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska this weekend as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. Their first performance is this evening at 7:30 p.m. Their second performance is tomorrow night at 7:30, and then their final performance is this Sunday at 2 p.m. More information as well as ticket information is at brownvilleconcertseries.com. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. We'll go ahead and leave you with one of Chris Jones and the Night Riders' new songs, We Needed This Ride.
Full of hope, we make our way down this open road. All regrets led back in the dust. I'm okay to take the wheel while you draw so near. A time to rediscover and to trust. This ride, waited for so long, if I just want to make each second last. Your hand touching mine, around the narrow curves, I'll do my best not to drive too fast. We need this ride. In the north, I feel like we could drive this way all night. Wipers sweep the drops away, roll on through the dark. Now any destination feels alright. We needed this ride, waited for so long. Now I just want to make each second last. Your hand touching mine, around the narrow curve. I'll do my best not to drive too fast. We need in this ride. Drive too fast. We needed this ride.